This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon, and as you can hear, our next guests are from Juneau's Parks and Recs team. Now we have Michelle Elfers. She is the Parks and Rec Deputy Director. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Nice to have you here. And Christy West, she's the Eagle Valley Center Coordinator. Welcome, Christy.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Nice to have you both here. So it looks like we have a couple important meetings coming up. One about a bike park in Cope Park. I'm excited to hear about, and then maybe about the master plan, the future of the Eagle Valley Center.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, interesting stuff. You want to set us up for this first one? There's a meeting this Wednesday. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, there is. So we're having a community meeting this Wednesday to talk about a proposal for a bike skills park in Cope Park. So we reconstructed Cope Park a few years back, and people probably remember now we have nice new playground equipment, and we relocated the tennis courts and this nice new surfacing. We have a dog park there and a bocce ball court. And there have been ideas in the community to make a bike skills park. So that means jumps and a pump track, which is a little round track that you ride around with some humps and bumps. And in fact, high school kids, and actually I've learned some adults recently, go out there and already make jumps out of dirt. So there already is an informal bike skills park out there. And then we just last year redid our master plan for all of our parks and recreation lands. And in the plan, we actually have the idea to build a bike skills park in Cope Park.
And will this be up amongst the trees, the spruce
trees
up
there?
It will,
yeah. So if you can imagine going into the park and parking your car, if you're looking at the hillside in front of you to the left, there's kind of a small hump of land that runs along Gold Creek, and it's right in there. And actually the pump track, the little track you ride, would be around and through the trees in that area, and the jumps would be strategically located so you don't jump into a tree and you have plenty of space. So it's actually a private group that has come to us and asking to build this. So it's their proposal. It's the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance group, which is made up of a bunch of local Juneau volunteers. And so they've come to us and said, hey, you know, we would really love to build this. So they want to raise money and they want to get volunteers and hire a bike park designer and build the park.
Have you seen any conceptualizations of what this might look like and how big are the jumps and are there tricks?
I have seen some of the concepts. What's really fun about it is we actually took the idea to JDHS high school students to design AutoCAD class, and they spent a whole semester working up ideas for us, which was really fun. So they had some really creative jumps and things in there. So we're taking some of their ideas, and then the Alliance would work with a bike designer to finalize it.
All right. So this tell us again about this Wednesday and what can we expect?
Sure. So we'd love for people to show up Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers in City Hall. And we're going to be giving a short presentation with information on just, you know, the history of Cope Park and, you know, the recent changes we've made with the reconstruction. And then the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance will be there and they'll talk about their proposal. So the city's really looking for feedback from the community on, is this a good idea? You know, what pieces do we like? What don't we like? And just getting some feedback. So then we can work together with the Alliance to move forward.
All right. So anybody who thinks it's a good or bad idea or wants to learn more should come on Wednesday.
That would be great.
All right. We'll give the details on that in a minute. Christy West, Eagle Valley Center Coordinator. So the EVC, or the Eagle Valley Center and Amalgam Meadows Park Master Plan, is going to have a meeting in early February, right?
Yes, on Tuesday, February 11th at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Mendenhall Library.
Okay. In case somebody's never been to the EVC, will you describe it for us?
Yeah. Thank you for that, Scott. So if you're heading out the road and you get out to 24.5 mile, you get to Mauga Harbor Road and you take that left off the highway and go, probably a 16th of a mile, and you'll have a turn to the right where there's a Parks and Recreation sign and it says EVC, and you take that right. It's the only right really on the road until you get to the very end. So if you get to the end, you missed it. Go back. And it's before the Peterson Creek Bridge. So you take that, and that's almost a half a mile. just down this dirt road, one-way road, so share the road when you're heading down there. And you get to the end, and there's a lodge there and a beautiful meadow. It's a 113-acre park, the Amalga Meadows Park, and you're looking out at this grand meadow, and Peterson Creek comes into the meadow and winds through the meadow, and oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's a lodge there, and the history of the Amalga Meadows Park is it was first a mining area. There was a smelter and a horse tram that came from the city of Amalga, which was right by Eagle Glacier, and they had a horse tram that hauled ore down to the Eagle Harbor Landing and created this access to this valley. And a family called the Ackermans homesteaded that area in the early 1900s. And then Joe Smith bought the property in the 50s, and he built the current lodge that's there for his family and had a dairy farm out there. And he sold the land to the city in 1997. And Saga, Joe Parrish and Anita Parrish and Mark Ramonda swooped in and started a great program called Southeast Alaska Guidance Association. And they ran alternative programs for youth, for education, for job training, just ran these awesome programs, all the cores you could think of, a building program, a job program, AmeriCorps. And then their funding ended in 2014, and they ceased to operate, and it came back over to the city, and we started operations in 2016. We either could have mothballed it or tried to make it something that the community could use, and that's what we've done, and it's been successful.
Okay. And that's what this meeting is about, is figuring out the future of that space?
It is. So we've held strategic planning meetings, and we've had a lot of neighborhood input and nonprofits and different groups that have wanted to somehow be part of the process. And as we were going through that and talking about directions the city wanted to go and directions the neighborhood wanted to go, we realized we really needed to sit down and look at a master plan and bring the community in and have an at-large public meeting to discuss the direction that we want to go and that the community wants us to go in.
Do you have any sense of where it might go, or have you heard any ideas what it might look like?
Yeah, so it's a really beautiful natural area. It's a beautiful park. We have a lot of migrating geese. We have a lot of fauna. We have berries and wildlife out there. So it's one of those things where we really want to make it accessible to the community and at the same time being careful of what we have there. And so taking baby steps and talking about the planning and what directions we're going to go. It has had development out there. The Ackermans had a homestead out there, and then the dairy farm did happen, and we did have the mining happen as well. So we have the lodge. It's not a park that hasn't had some development. There's a challenge course that's out there. And now how we're going to go about and put those things to use and allow the community access in a respectful manner. That's really, really where we're going. And we want to know ideas of people who might have innovative ideas of what should go on out there. And we do have a very, very cool new thing coming up. So we have the lodge. We have the beach trails. We have the challenge course, which we're hoping to get opened up, and we're working with a nonprofit on that. And then there is a new trail just before you get down to – so if you get out to the meadow and you're standing looking out towards the water direction, there's a little bridge that goes over Peterson Creek. When you get across that, there's a fork, and you can go left and go to Kayak Beach and buy the challenge course, or you could go right and go down that Eagle Landing Trail down to the beach. And about 150 yards before you get to the end of the Eagle Landing, there's now a spur that heads down to another beach, a couple rock crops to the east of Eagle Landing, and it's a trail down to a site where there will be a new public use cabin. And Michelle really should speak on that, because she and George Schaff and Colby and Ben and a volunteer, Brad Campbell, have done a lot of work and the Parks Foundation to get that going.
Yeah, tell us about that. And is that happening for sure?
It is happening for sure. We're already under construction on it. So we have been working with the Park Foundation, which is a nonprofit group that raises money and advocates for parks around Juneau. And they have contributed funding and also went out and got a Rasmussen grant to purchase and install a public use cabin. So it's like the cabins, you know, you go to at Eagle Beach or John Muir or on the Channel Islands, and it's a kit from Icy Straits. And so we started last fall and we installed the foundations, and the kit will be arriving. The rest of the lumber will be arriving in late March, and we're going to build it with volunteers this spring and have it open for rental. So just like Eagle Crest just opened up theirs and is renting their cabin now, we'll be doing that as well. What's really neat about this cabin is it's kind of, I always think of it as a combination of the drive-in Eagle Beach scenario, but also a little bit of the wilderness remote scenario. So you could drive in and it's about a 10-minute walk down a pretty good gravel trail that's pretty wide. So you could drag a little cart with all your stuff and get right to the cabin pretty easily, but still have a remote, secluded experience.
Are you thinking this summer or maybe this fall?
I'm thinking this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything looks on track to be open this summer.
Okay. And thinking of the meeting, can you give us the details on that? Again,
yeah,
this is, yeah,
about you the. You bet. So it really is inviting people all across the community who are interested in the Eagle Valley Center and Mauga Meadows Park to come and give your input, if you have any, to come and listen, to learn what's going on out there. It really is a chance to come out and engage in what's going on out the road and learn more about the Eagle Valley Center, and also learn what ideas people have and what we're discussing currently.
All right. That's February 11th. Is this also in the Assembly Chambers?
No, it's not. It's at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library.
Okay. At what time again?
It's at 5:30.
Okay. And then backing up, Michelle, can you tell us again about the details of the Cope Park Bike Skills Park Community Meeting?
I can. The Cope Park Bike Skills Park Community Meeting will be this Wednesday, January 29th at 5:30 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, you two, Michelle Elfers and Christy West. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to communicate with our listeners?
I do want to say one quick thing that is happening also at Amalgam Meadows Park is Trail Mix is completing this summer a trail connection. It's called the Horse Tram Trail. It's a historical trail that connects Boy Scout Beach to Amalgam Meadows. So it's an awesome connection. So people can start doing loops, and it's going to be great.
All right. Can you describe – I was kind of looking at the other day. I was at the Boy Scout Trail going out. Where does it sort of connect?
So from the side of Amalga Meadows, it's if you've taken that trail out to Eagle Harbor, it takes you up to the meadow. You take a right and it takes you up to a meadow, and it's has about a half a mile done of the trail from that direction. And then it'll go on through the meadows and through the forest and through the valleys over to the Boy Scout camp, and where that has started from, and there's about a quarter of a mile that's been built from that end, is right where the first bridge is. And so you're only about an eighth of a mile, if that, in on the trail, but that first bridge.
Got it. And can you connect right now, or should we wait until it's
done?
Well,
you could, but you want to have your extra troughs, maybe your waders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you've got hard pack, kind of soft. It'll harden up from each end for maybe a quarter mile each way, and then there's a good mile in between that's quite rough. You either slog through with your extra tufts or kind of jump around on the side. But
right.
Yeah.
Christy West, Michelle Elfers, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.